Time to find out how many laws Raven broke this weekend. Whoop,
whoop. That's the sound of the police.
Star 99.9.
Raven breaks a lot of laws. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's true.
It's kind of a running joke here in the building. Like, we do these journals every weekend that recap our weekend, and my bosses always say, they're like, so you broke, what was it, 2-3 laws this weekend or whatever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some are larger than others.
I would say so.
You know, some most people do all the time, and other ones, not so much.
Well, you know, today is October 1st, so that means a lot of new laws in Connecticut go into effect today.
Really? What do you got?
Let's see if any of them, if you broke any of them this weekend.
Right, that might add to the list here, actually.
if you're under the age of 15, it is illegal not to wear a helmet while skateboarding, roller skating, or inline skating now,
well,
as
clearly,
of today.
Those days are behind me, clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't be doing any of those activities. I'm at the point now where you start to say bones are brittle.
I would pay a lot of money to see Raven try to rollerblade.
Back in the day, I used to skateboard. I was pretty decent, actually.
Female inmates, a new law bans shackling pregnant women during childbirth.
Seems
good.
I mean, if you're going to make a getaway, that would seem like an inopportune moment.
Right.
I'm just going to put that out there. Right. I'm going to put that out there.
I don't think during her 1 minute separated contraction, she's making a run for
it. Right. Right. Hurdle the fence.
Yeah.
Well, you left the baby.
And another one is that the state must create family friendly visitation policies for women who are locked up.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, that's good.
Those things make sense, I guess. Right.
But what laws did you break this weekend?
So this weekend, and I had to write them down because they started to add up after a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
I gave my license key for like a $400 software program to a friend of mine.
It's kind of like giving somebody your Netflix password.
I just don't know how I feel about it at this point.
You could go to jail for that, can't you?
Well, at the very least, they could revoke my ownership of the software that I still need. So, and I had paid for it. I mean, I don't understand. This guy's got a job. Just pay for it. But, you know, sometimes it's just easier to give it up.
Remember when you used to have cable growing up and you used to have, like, that warning that if you shared the cable, mm-hmm. that you would have to go to jail at a $10,000 fine?
Right.
Where did those warnings go?
Nobody went to jail on that ever.
Right?
Right. Nobody ever. We know. We call in the bluff. I double parked in a no standing zone at the Durham Fair.
Several times.
Oh. I downloaded 6 or 7 tracks directly from YouTube. Didn't buy them on iTunes.
Oh.
Take that, iTunes.
Taylor Swift would smack you if she knew.
And the big one that I confess to you this morning is I thought the litter box that I bought at Walmart had a top, and it didn't. It was a second litter box underneath it, and the automatic register thing didn't catch it on the way, and I didn't catch it until I got home,
mm-hmm.
and I had like taken them out of the car, and they separated, and I didn't go back.
You stole a litter box from Walmart.
$3.48.
I feel like.
I actually was like, I wonder if somebody got my license plate.
You didn't take it?
Like, and I want to walk down. By the way, good news. Walmart has replaced every single live person at my location in Cromwell with computers and robots.
Oh.
There's at least 24 automatic registers. I couldn't see a single person in there. So I was like, I'm not going back.
Right.
I'll never get out of there.
It's true.
Right.
I'll never get out of there.
Yeah.
But.